only for this, but even more important things in our life. There's a woman by the name of Debbie Mandel, lives in Lawrence. She has written a book called Turn On Your Inner Life, Fitness for Body, Mind, and Soul. In fact, she made an appearance yesterday on behalf of a very special youngster in Lawrence. Debbie joins us this morning on Island Talk 540 WLIE and Long Island's Morning News. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, David. How are you? Oh, wonderful.
Tell us about the function and how you were able to participate in it.
It was a wonderful day for Lauren. She's 5 years old and has leukemia. The gym, Hollywood Atrium Club, rallied to her side. There was a day of fitness and survival classes. We had a book signing where we donated 50% of the proceeds to Lauren.
I mean, your book literally teaches us how we can cope with all the daily pressures of extraordinary circumstances and even just regular, everyday circumstances. But in particular, you have a special interest in helping children cope with these types of things, incredible challenges.
Yes, I think children are our future, and if we start young learning how to de-stress, to circulate joy, we will have a better future world. Yesterday, I presented 5 exercises for parents and children to do together while they are going through medical treatments. That way, they can partner active healing.
That's nice. Yeah, the parents are involved with the children, too, because obviously the entire family is involved. You know, in reading some of the tidbits about your book, and I hope they get the book too because it can help all of us in daily life, I love some of the tips that you lend to us that can help with any situation. The first, I have no problem with. Cultivate a sense of humor. Any situation can be given a witty interpretation. Does that sound like me or not? Right?
You know? Absolutely. Always looking at the bright side.
I'm a glass half-empty guy overall, but still, I mean, any situation, you can make it somewhat humorous, and that can diffuse, right, Debbie?
Yes, and pretend it's a sitcom. Pretend it's happening to someone else. We love to laugh at the other person.
Well, sometimes life is very surreal.
That's right. If you're playing to an audience that's afraid to laugh, you're absolutely right. But here's one that I have trouble with, though. Clean out the clutter, get rid of distractions. I'm one of those pack rats who can't get rid of clutter. I'm talking in a physical sense, and that clutters the mind as well. I mean, you're a product of the environment that you create around you, aren't you?
Yes, and if you're too busy all the time, I would like to ask myself, what am I running away from? What am I trying to distract myself from? I would, at that point, change my schedule and prioritize. Let go of those activities that can go by the wayside. Most importantly, make time for yourself.
You know, there are a lot of people in life who have trouble saying no. You know, they just can't say no to a function, no to a favor, or to anything, and that doesn't help in terms of the clutter. Here's one that I found just very simple, but I tried it this morning, and it kind of worked. You say, and I'm quoting here, learn to live in the here and now, be in the moment to experience life fully and joyously, stir your coffee backwards to help increase consciousness. If you are listening to us right now in the office, if you've got a cup of coffee in front of you with a little stick in it, a little stirrer in it, or a spoon, stir it the other way, all right? Instead of going counterclockwise, stir it clockwise, all right? Or the opposite way that you normally do it.
You're right. I mean, that does focus the mind, doesn't
it? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not saying that it changed my life. I'm just saying this morning, I was paying attention to my coffee.
Right. Someone else had told me, put on your socks and shoes in different order. You know, we always do it the same exact way. Change that. It does make you aware of
things.
Like,
put your shoes on first and your socks open.
Or you could change the message on your phone machine. Little things that we do to stimulate ourselves and to break the pattern really creates a joy of living.
How do we get in touch with you or get the book? Is it available everywhere?
Well, it soon will be, but it's currently available on Amazon.com and at fine bookstores, and you can request it. Please visit my website, www.turnonyourinnerlight.com.
Good enough. Thank you so much for spending just a few minutes with us. And I booked your husband over the weekend as we were chatting, before we chatted, whatever. He's a Wall Street veteran of 20 years who is now home and helping you, and I'm sure that probably reduces the stress level in your house. You've got a loving hubby.
Yes, and don't forget, I de-stressed him.
Wall Street has plenty of stress.
I had a great case study. So, it's about that, energizing other people. And I want to say that yesterday was wonderful for Lauren, and we had a great quote from one of the trainers, Frank McCulka, who actually is the fitness consultant on the book, and he said, we worked out hard so that Lauren can play someday.
Lauren McElroy.
Right.
She's page 5, and I'm sure she appreciates your efforts and those of the community, too. Debbie, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Be well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hosting that charity book signing yesterday and have some pretty good tips. I'm going to stir that coffee backwards all the time.
You know, it really does bring an awareness to what you're doing if you do break the monotony, because even when we're driving sometimes, you know, we're just like disenchanted. We're like thinking about things, like, oh, I'm not that happy. You know what? Make yourself aware and you can get happy all of a sudden.
Good point. WLIE Long Island traffic. Let's see how happy we are on the roads.